What's up, Oos? Main event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bird Show.
Okay, so here I have all of our questions. We have submitted them anonymously. And it's tricky writing these kind of squirmy kind of questions because you don't want to write one that you might have to answer yourself on the air.
Right. So you want to make everybody else uncomfortable, but knowing you have to answer it, there's a balance there.
We haven't seen each other's questions.
Don't know what's coming. We just are going around the room, right?
We're going around the room, and we're going to change things a little bit this time in that you're not allowed to give an explanation today on your answer. That comes in 24 hours.
Okay. Right.
So, for instance, like Jen, the last time we did this, got the question, which...
It was, who on the show do you like the least? And I had to answer that honestly, and I gave an explanation for what my answer was.
Right. She said, Jeff. But then she gave an explanation. So today she would have to say Jeff and then wait 24 hours to give her definition of why.
And my explanation was that Jeff,
you just hate him to the core.
Jeff is my friend that is the most brutally honest with me. So sometimes I don't like that. Mm-hmm. But it's probably, he's probably the best friend on the show because he's that way.
Well,
and I love you.
If you did stop being an idiot, I wouldn't have to be so honest with you.
I love you, but I like you the least.
Right, Wendy, we will go around the room and we'll start with you first today.
Oh, awesome.
Are we doing the thing where the last question we all have to answer no matter what it is?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah, super squirm.
The super squirm.
Gnarly.
That sounds like a dance
or a move.
Wendy, are you the smartest member of the Burt Show?
No.
Explain that.
I can't.
Yeah, whoever wrote this should have put, are you the smartest member of the Burt Show? If not, who is? But I think I wrote that one.
I was going to say, why are you looking at me?
I didn't know. So I would obviously answer that. I'm not even.
I mean, I can answer the follow-up.
Nope.
No follow-up.
Tomorrow.
Right. You're not even allowed to talk until 10 a.m.
On the air.
We are on the air.
We have to explain that.
Yeah, whenever we're sharing stuff that would
on
be
the air.
That would be good content. We stop each other in mid sentence and we say on the air. Save it for on the air. And
so our reaction is authentic.
We do it in the hallway,
in the studio, when the commercials are playing, whatever.
On the phone, telling a story on the air.
On the air.
No. Melissa, yes or no? You sent a graphic sexual text or photo within the past 3 months?
No.
You want to explain why not?
Do you want to think about that, Melissa?
There's no
on the air Thursday.
On the air.
On the air.
Jen. What is your most embarrassing moment as a kid?
As a kid. Most embarrassing moment.
On the air.
We are. This is one of those you have to have time to prepare for.
Well, that's why you're part of a live morning show.
We've got
talent.
Who's the most condescending on the show?
Who's turned into an a-hole since the beginning of this band?
I remember I can say this was in like the eighth grade, and there was a boy that I liked. His name was Brian. I can't remember his last name right now, but I can remember exactly what the kid looked like. And I remember like wanting to go to a dance with him, but he told all of his friends he wouldn't take me to the dance because I was prude. And was like making fun of me about it, and I had no idea what that meant.
Well, you've shown him as a grown up, haven't you?
I had no idea what that meant, and I was so embarrassed. I remember going to the bathroom and crying because I knew it was bad, but I didn't know what it meant.
Aww.
And I was so embarrassed that he was calling me that, and I had to go home and I asked my mom. I was like, what does that mean?
And she's like, thank God.
I'll tell you what it means. It means you're a very good girl.
That was really, really embarrassing, though, because I'm an ugly crier, and I cried so hard at school that day that like my face was all blotchy and red, eyes were bloodshot or whatever, because I had no idea what that meant. And then I didn't like him anymore.
Of course you didn't.
Why would you?
I liked him for a couple of months. He was like the check yes in the do you like me or not box.
And now looking back, you realize how wrong he was.
Jerk.
Obviously.
Don't call me prude.
Say that.
Jeff, have you ever come close to cheating on the person you're with now?
Damn.
Oh, ouch.
No.
You want to explain that?
Which friend of yours has qualities that you're most jealous of, and what are they? I think I talked about these a couple of days ago. Dolvet. I mean, when that dude, he's so good looking, he walks into the room, the whole damn room stops. Just stops. He's an attention grabber just from his looks, and he's just got sort of this big personality that everybody's drawn towards. I'm jealous of that bastard. Wendy.
You want to explain that?
But you explained it.
Yeah.
Wait a second.
Oh, but there was an explanation.
You just
there
had
was
to say, go
it asked me.
It said why.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Everybody
talked
at once. We're all going to talk right now at the same time. Every one of us is just going to say something right now.
Why would it be any different than any other day? Wendy, have you ever slept with a married person?
No.
Has a married person ever slept with you?
No follow-ups.
No explanations.
Melissa, where and when is the last time you had sex outdoors?
That's a funny one. You said sex.
What?
Let me think. Katie's probably screaming at the phone, at the radio right now.
Was it her?
On the air!
The only person I've had sex with is Katie.
Jones. That's the right answer.
There's no explanations.
Well, last time we were outside.
Your mom's backyard, maybe?
Oh, God, I don't remember. Isn't that terrible? I don't mean to be taking so long.
I know.
Is it like a parking lot somewhere?
Well, I was trying to think if we were outside. I mean, it means if we were outside. It would have to be
parking lot of the dumpster, maybe.
That's it. Yeah, that's right. I mean, it would have to be
Walmart parking lot.
It would have to be in the car somewhere. Sure. But I thought like us like out in the park or something. I don't know.
You can't remember.
You know what? Follow up with me tomorrow, and I'll make sure it happens.
Yeah,
this afternoon.
You know, I bet we can follow up with you in about 3.5 minutes, and you'll know the answer.
Texting you right now.
I'm sorry. Yeah, exactly.
Jen, out of 10, how many shows are you annoyed by a coworker?
Out of 10.
That is a good question.
Out of 10 shows. I'm trying to be honest.
And there's no explanation. You just got to throw the number out there.
Out of 10, I'd probably go with 5.
So half of the shows we do, you're annoyed by at least one person on the show.
At some point during the show, yeah.
Such a prude.
Make it 6. Jeff, have you ever told your significant other that they looked good in something when they didn't and went out anyways?
No. I have not.
No explanation. On the air.
That wasn't an explanation.
I know.
Why do you think Wendy and Jen are still single?
Great.
Prudes.
Because you're a prude.
I just haven't found the right dude yet.
Or maybe the right dude hasn't found them.
Yeah, I just think that's it. Are they looking for anything like... Yeah, I just don't think the right guy's come along yet. I don't want to end on that note. It's too easy.
That was probably Wendy who submitted that question.
No,
God, I really
didn't.
Would love
now,
to get that
should,
answer.
Should this next one be one that we all answer to end it?
What'd you say it was called?
The squirmy round.
Squirmy round.
Super squirm.
Super squirm.
time for the super squirm.
Oh, good one for a last one. Wendy, if you were going to step into a therapist's office today, what would the first issue be you'd try to fix about yourself?
That's
a good question.
This one's going to be easier for me to answer because I was just there yesterday.
I would fix about myself.
Well written, whoever wrote this. Oh, it was me.
Good question.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? No.
Dude.
Bert's would be his ego.
Right.
Really? Because mine would be Bert's ego also.
Wow. For you? Coming from you?
I would say my lack of confidence.
She said confidently.
Melissa?
I probably would try to wrestle with the issues of parenthood. Like, because I really am still not confident that I'd be a good mom.
No explanation.
God,
explain
Melissa.
Explain it tomorrow.
Maybe you should talk to your therapist about talking too much.
On the air.
10 out of 10. No, I'm just kidding.
Jen, the last time you were in your therapist's office, what issue were you working on?
That's not the question, Bert. The question is, what would it be today, right?
Yes.
Or next Monday when I go in.
What would the first issue be you try to fix about yourself?
The first issue today, I think it would be I'm trying to figure out how to define it clearly. The struggle between decisions to be made between having a life of career focus or family focus. That little orphan Annie tug of war that goes on in my head.
Okay, Jeff?
I would like to find out.
This is such a far-fetched idea for you.
That you would need help to fix any area
of your life. This is going to be a real stretch for you.
I really was struggling, but then I came to one because I thought Jen was going to steal mine, so I had to think of another one, but my other one's better. I would like to know why I always feel like I have to be working.
Why you always have to be working?
Yep.
Okay.
And mine would be intimacy issues. That's what I'm going for now. It's like I don't let anybody get too close. Like I always sort of keep people at arm's length. And I'll talk about that again next Tuesday with my therapist. The squirmy round was fun.
But I can answer that question. I'm in trouble when I get home. I'm in trouble.
Yeah, you probably are. You better have an explanation tomorrow.
I'm going to have fun with me.
Get it? The Bert Show.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.